still a chicken house. But today it's a brooder house if you raise chicks in it.
Oh.
It's a brooder house. And if you have laying hens, why, it's referred to as a laying house. You might find in the rural areas that it would still be referred to as a chicken house or a hen house. Mm-hmm. A lot of people refer to it as a hen house. But the reason that that people have come to call it a brooder house more and more each day is that in this particular area, it is strictly a brooder business. It's a brooder house, and it's referred to by feed companies and by poultry, when people that buy poultry buy broilers. It's referred to as a broiler or as a brooder house. Consequently, the general public refer to it eventually as a brooder house.
In other words, it comes down from above.
That's right. It comes down from above. I have always contended, and a lot of the old timers scold me for it, that Stillwell in the area is anywhere from 10 to 20 years behind the times. And that is generally applicable. It isn't just one thing or two or three different things. But generally speaking, I would say that Stillwell is from, and the area is from 10 to 20 years behind the times.
Now, is this in its agriculture or?
No. However, it has been slower coming to the front in agriculture and modern methods of agriculture than other counties of the state. But as far as our farming goes, I would be safe in saying that we are as modern in farming as we can possibly get, for the simple reason we don't have a large area in one piece to farm. It's
and the county is this way and this way too.
But it's hilly and rough. There's so much of it that isn't tillable at all. And maybe you'll have a little valley here that's very fertile. It won't be over 5 or 10 acres. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's clear over the hill on the other side, mm-hmm. where there's 5 or 10 or 15 more acres. So a large tractor or large farm machinery would operate at a great loss, mm-hmm. in trying to cultivate or till small areas. We refer to those as patches. Small patches of land. There is some fields that would run up as high as 50 or 60 acres. Mm-hmm. That would be a large field in this area. It would be very large. Mm-hmm. There's farms. Well, the farm that my brother owns out there, 180 acres. And 25 acres would be the largest in one piece.
Hmm.
The largest field would be 25 acres. I doubt very seriously if it would run that much. Mm-hmm. The 100 acres that lies across the road from the house, there's two or three different fields in that 100 acres. Then there's a lot of it that is in timber or wasteland. We call it pasture land. Early spring, it's all right for pasture, but in the dry season like we have now, if it continues to be dry another 2 weeks, an animal would starve to death grazing on it.
Hmm. Do you have any land down by the rivers?
Yes, the Illinois River is in the northern part of the county. And there's some pretty nice farms there that would go, there's bodies of land that would be larger than 40 or 50.